I think I understand a little bit how you feel about some things. It's none of my business how you feel about some other things. And I don't give a damn how you feel about some other things. But anyway, I tried to put myself in your place, and I believe this is the way that I would feel about San Quentin.
This is Johnny Cash's concert at San Quentin. 10 past 11.
San Quentin, you've been living hell to me. You blistered me since 1963. I've seen them come and go and I've seen them die. And long ago I stopped asking why. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you. You cut me and you scarred me through and through. And I'll walk out a wiser, weaker man. Mr. Congressman, you can't understand. What good do you think you do? Do you think I'll be different when you're through? You bend my heart and mind and you warp my soul. Your stone walls turn my blood a little cold. San Quentin, may you rot and burn in hell. May your walls fall and may I live to tell. May all the world forget you ever stood. And may all the world regret you did no good. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you. Much. One more time. All right. Hey, before we do it, though, if any of the guards are still speaking to me, could I have a glass of water? Here it is again, San Quentin, just for you. San Quentin, you've been living hell to me. You called at me since 1963. I've seen them come and go and I've seen them die. And long ago I stopped asking why. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you. You cut me and you scarred me through and through. And I'll walk out a wiser, weaker man. Mr. Congressman, why can't you understand? What good do you think you do? Do you think that I'll be different when you're through? You bend my heart and mind and you warp my soul. Your stone walls turn my blood a little cold. San Quentin, may you rot and burn in hell. May your walls fall and may I live to tell. May all the world forget you ever stood. And the whole world will regret you did no good. San Quentin, you've been living hell to me.
Do it again after a while. Before we go tonight, we'll probably do it again. I kind of like it myself now. Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue! How do you do? I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, "Son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough, and I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye, and knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it's that name that helped to make you strong." Yeah. He said, "Now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue." Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still hate that man.
Johnny Cash live at San Quentin, and we heard San Quentin and also A Boy Named Sue, which is one of his most famous numbers, along with Walk the Line. It's 19 minutes now after 11 o'clock in the morning, and good morning. Andy Archer here through to 12 o'clock on Caroline International. And I was going to say something, I remember. Next week we're going to do the program on the telephone, so if you'd like to write into me and give me your telephone number, and I'll call you up sometime and we'll have a chat and we'll put it on the air. So the address to write to is Andy Archer, Radio Caroline, Caroline House, The Hague in Holland, and don't forget your telephone number. Ask you please. The Hollies next, and the good oldies. This is called Bus Stop.
We share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays afloat under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the shop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
Memories. The Hollies, that was called Bus Stop. I was just having a little joke with Robert Adcroft, actually, who was on at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and he just got up because he was late to bed last night, and I was telling him about Paul Alexander, our new disc jockey, who comes in the air every morning between 7:30 and 9. He dresses up for the occasion, wears a three-piece suit, which Robin found most amusing because most of us only wear t-shirts and jeans all the time. But anyway, Paul's enjoying himself. He's having a wander around in his three-piece, in his tie, in his shirt, looking very, very smart indeed. Right, music. Time to... what's happened here?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong one. Thought I was somewhere else for a minute. Hello, Lois and Erin. The Ray Conniff Singers and I Am Woman.
I am woman, hear me wrong. In number two, they do ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend. But I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna beat me down again. Oh, yes, I'm wired, but it's with just one thing. Yes, I pay the price.
Album Claire, the Ray Conniff Singers, and that was called I Am Woman, a song written by Helen Reddy. For Lois Hollins, who's the secretary of the International Ray Conniff Fan Club, and also to all the members in England who can hear us too, and also on the continent, of course. If you'd like to join the Ray Conniff Club, which is quite a good club because you get a very good news sheet each two or three months, I think it is, and also you get the odd photograph, including one of Lois, but she's never sent me one. You are awful, Lois, really, terrible. You'll have to go. Anyway, I'll give you the address to write to after this next record, which comes from Progal Harum. And this is called Homburg.
Your multilingual business friend has packed the bags and fled, leaving only ash. Lipstick on Mayfair. The mirror on reflection has climbed back upon the wall. For the floor she found is scented, and the ceiling was too tall. Your trousers cost a 30, and your shoes are laced up.
town clock in the market square stands waiting for the hour. When its hands they both turn backwards and on meeting will devour both themselves and also any fool who dares to tell the time. And the sun and moon will shatter and the signposts cease to sign. Your trouser cuffs are dirty and your shoes are laced up wrong. You'd better take off your mud, 'cause your overcoat is too long. Your trouser cuffs are dirty and your shoes are laced up wrong. You'd better take off your mug, 'cause you're overdone too long. Your trousers got so dirty and your shoes are
so there we go. That was the sound of Procol Harum and a song called Homburg, which was their follow-up many years ago to A Whiter Shade of Pale. Out of breath because I just ran down the other end, but I'm back now. The address of the Ray Conniff Club, if you want to join them, it's 99 Hurst Road, Erith in Kent. 99 Hurst Road, Erith, spelled E-R-I-T-H, Erith in Kent. And the time now is exactly 11:30 and time for Earth and Fire.
Thank you.
25 minutes to 12 o'clock on this Monday morning from Carolina, and there was Earth and Fire, a band from Holland, with Storm and Thunder. And I hope the weather's as good where you are as where we are today, because it's certainly beautiful weather, and it's lovely weather for sunbathing. So if it is, well, why not take some time off and get yourself a bit of a suntan? Maybe one of your only chances, you never know. The Beach Boys and Sail On Sailor. For the summer from the Beach Boys and Sail On Sailor. And good morning, you're listening to Caroline coming live to you today on 389 meters, 773 kilohertz. And this is Andy Archer here sitting in the studio on an antique dining chair. I don't know where it came from because our normal studio chair seems to have disappeared, but it's quite a nice one, very comfortable anyway, to say the least. Right, we've got the Bunch next. I'll tell you something about them after the record. This is called The Locomotion.
Come on, come on, do the
the Bunch and the Locomotion, and as promised, I'll tell you something about them. They're a band. In actual fact, they got together just for the fun of it, and it comprises members of Eclection and the Fairford Convention and Fotheringay, and basically most of them are session musicians as well, like Jerry Conway always plays with Cat Stevens. And they made the album, which is called Rock On, just as a bit of a joke, with things like Willie and the Hand Jive, Love Made a Fool of You, My Girl in the Month of May, Nadine, Sweet Little Rock and Roller, Learning the Game, That'll Be the Day, Don't Be Cruel, Crazy Arms, and the one you heard, which was called The Locomotion. Hot Chocolate next, at 20 minutes to 12, and at 12 o'clock it's Spangles Muldoon, but now we've got Brother Louie.
Yeah.
the first time I played that record, but I've heard it quite a few times. Very nice record indeed from Hot Chocolate. That was called Brother Louie. I got a message for Brother Franz in the office. So, Franz, if you're listening. Franz? Yeah, if today, possibly, you can go down to Kuhlenberg for me, okay? You can go to Kuhlenberg. You'd be doing me a favor. Thanks very much indeed. And we'll go on now with some music from Slade.
Baby, baby!
And it's 11:45. At 12 o'clock, Spangles Mardoon. 1 o'clock, it's Robert Ancroft. 4 o'clock, Norman Barrington. 6 o'clock, it's our man in the three-piece suit, Will Alexander. 9 o'clock, Norman Barrington. And 12 o'clock, it's Dick Palmer. At 10 to 12 and come on and feel the noise. Well, I hope the noise is coming out loud and clear in your area, because this is Caroline back on the air on 389-773 and also on 1187 kilohertz for our Dutch service, which for the uninitiated in technicalities such as me is 259. This is Led Zeppelin and Heartbreaker.
Stop!
Led Zeppelin playing in Heartbreaker. I'd like to play this one as a special request for our visitors who are alongside at the moment on the Cartouche. So, good morning to you. I hope you have good sailing. Hello, Cartouche. Zeppelin and Heartbreaker. It's 7 minutes now away from 12 o'clock, and to take us nearer the top of the hour, we've got some music from Santana as our friends smile away outside. Good morning to you. Nice to see you on the Cartouche. Definitely, yes. Santana, and this is Song of the Wind. Thank you. beautiful music from Santana and from the album Caravan Sarai that was called Song of the Wind. Any time for one more record to take us up to 12 o'clock when Spangles Muldoon comes along. But before then, just let me remind you that at 1 o'clock this afternoon, it's Robin Aircraft. You're standing alongside me now. Morning, Robin.
Good morning, Andy.
Morning. Yes. Very British. And at 4 o'clock this afternoon, it's Norman Barrington. 6 o'clock, it's Paul Alexander. At 9 o'clock, it's Norman Barrington again. And at 12 midnight, it's Dick Palmer with his night trip. So until this afternoon at 4 o'clock when I'm back on 259 metres, I'll see you then, or if not, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock through until 12 o'clock. Last record from me comes from Van Morrison and them, and Here Comes the Night.
Here comes the night. With another guy, his arm around her like it used to be with me. Ooh, it makes me want to die. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. How they look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me. Why can I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Whoa, 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 well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Turning down the lights and now he's holding her the way I used to do. I see her closing her eyes and telling her lies exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes.
Caroline International Time is now exactly 12 o'clock. My name is Spangles Muldoon. Thank you very much for tuning in to the very first day of Radio Caroline. Hope we're going to come.